I'm Brian Clark, ABC News, with the president's weekly address.
I know it's late, but thank you for being here. Had a good series of meetings. Just finished more than 2 hours of meetings with Saudi leadership here in Jeddah, meeting with the king for about a little over half an hour, a working session with the crown prince and all the ministers from the energy minister to the sports minister all the way down the line. Got the chance to talk to basically the entire Saudi government. And thanks to many months of quiet diplomacy by the staff, we've accomplished some significant business today. First, as you saw this morning, the Saudis will open their airspace to all civilian carriers. That is a big deal, a big deal. Not only symbolically, but substantively, it's a big deal. It means Saudi airspace is now open to flights to and from Israel. This is the first tangible step in the path of what I hope will eventually be a broader normalization of relations. Second, we concluded a historic deal to transform a flashpoint at the heart of the Middle East wars into an area of peace. International peacekeepers, including U.S. troops, will leave Tiran Island in the Red Sea, where they've been for over 40 years since the Camp David Accords. 5 American soldiers died on this strategically located island in 2020, and it's important we remember them today. Now, thanks to this breakthrough, this island will be open to tourism and economic development while retaining all necessary security arrangements and the present freedom of navigation of all parties, including Israel. Third, we agreed to work together to deepen and extend the Yemen ceasefire. And you know this carnage has been in Yemen of late. And it's been in place more than 3 months, resulting in the most peaceful period in Yemen in 7 years. We further agreed to pursue a diplomatic process to achieve a wider settlement in Yemen. Saudi leadership also committed to continue to facilitate the delivery of food and humanitarian goods to civilians. In this context, we discussed Saudi Arabia's security needs to defend the kingdom, given very real threats from Iran and Iran's proxies. Fourth, we concluded several new arrangements to better position our nations for the coming decades. Saudi Arabia will invest in new U.S.-led technology to develop and secure reliable 5G and 6G networks, both here and in the future in developing countries, to coordinate with the Partnership for Global Initiative, the Global Infrastructure and Investment, which I put together at the G7. This new technology solution for 5G, called Open RAN, will outcompete other platforms, including from China. Saudi Arabia will also partner with us on a far-reaching clean energy initiative focused on green hydrogen, solar, carbon capture, nuclear, and other projects to accelerate the world's clean energy transition and to help the U.S. clean energy industry set global standards. And fifth, we had a good discussion on ensuring global energy security and adequate oil supplies to support global economic growth. And that will begin shortly. I'm doing all I can to increase the supply for the United States of America, which I expect to happen. The Saudis share that urgency. And based on our discussions today, I expect we'll see further steps in the coming weeks. Finally, we discussed human rights and the need for political reform. As I always do, I made clear that the topic is vitally important to me and to the United States. With respect to the murder of Khashoggi, I raised it at the top of the meeting, making it clear what I thought of it at the time and what I think of it now. And it was I was straightforward and direct in discussing it. I made my view crystal clear. I said very straightforwardly, for an American president to be silent on an issue of human rights, is this inconsistent with who we are and who I am? I'll always stand up for our values. So that's a quick summary of tonight's outcomes. Tomorrow, with 9 leaders from around the region, we'll have more. One thing we will discuss is the multi-billion-dollar commitment of the GCC to invest in the Partnership for Global Infrastructure Investment, which I announced at the G7 last month, to help address infrastructure needs of low- and middle-income countries who don't have the wherewithal to borrow the funds to meet the needs of their people. And after years of failed efforts, we have now finalized an agreement to connect Iraq's electric grid to the GCC grids through Kuwait and Saudi Arabia, and deepening Iraq's integration into the region and reducing its dependence on Iran. And it was pointed out to me that I was reminded by staff at the time at the meeting that I tried to do that back when I was in the early days of my vice presidency. Finally, it's done, being done. Tomorrow, I'll also be laying out an affirmative framework for America's engagement in the Middle East to build on these important steps going forward. The bottom line is this trip is about, once again, positioning America in this region for the future. We are not going to leave a vacuum in the Middle East for Russia or China to fill, and we're getting results. I'll take a couple questions now.
Mr. President, do you regret calling the Saudis a pariah?
I don't regret anything I said.
Do you still feel that way, though, Mr. President?
I just answered your question. Do I regret it? I don't regret anything that I said. What happened to Khashoggi was outrageous.
Mr. President?
Yes.
You're coming under a lot of fire for your fist bump with the Crown Prince. I just wanted to give you a chance to respond to that. But also, how can you be sure that another incident, another murder like Jamal Khashoggi's won't happen again?
God love you. What a silly question. How could I possibly be sure of any of that?
On the issue of climate, Joe Manchin obviously made significant news right now, which appears to be torpedoing what was one of your biggest priorities as it relates to energy and to climate back at home. Your message to those Americans right now who are looking for that relief that would have a wide impact as it affects the climate and energy specifically?
I am not going away. I use every power I have as president to continue to fulfill my pledge to move toward dealing with global warming. Thank you,
Mr. President. Thanks, is Joe Manchin negotiating in good faith?
I didn't negotiate with Joe Manchin. I have no idea.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.